many love me. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, and said unto them, Take, eat of it. This is my body which is given for you. Do this as often as you might, in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, and said, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you might, in remembrance of me. I want you to promise me something. Take the bulletin home and read Isaiah. Take the bulletin home. You can sit down for a little bit. And read the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians. The gospel is this. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take to myself that where I am, you may be also. Doubting Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said these words, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Continue reading that on. What we're going to do today, we've been born out of a person in my congregation many years ago. Do you know what every pastor wants? He wants children to come to Sunday school. There isn't a pastor alive that wouldn't want to have an extra 100 kids in his Sunday school. My goal was always to have 100 kids in Sunday school, and I got as high as 86, and I was a failure, I think. And I went to this one guy, my congregation. I won't give you his name because I don't want you to remember him negatively. But I went to him and I said, Ken, why isn't your kid in Sunday school? You know what every pastor has heard? I'll let him make his own decisions when he gets old. You know what I used to reply? You're going to wait till he's 18 years old to go to kindergarten? He'll be the first kid that's 18 years old. He said, well, I don't mean that. I said, well, that's what you're telling me. The kid needs to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you don't want him to know it? Well, I'll let him find out. I went to that guy many times. He was the president of the congregation, and he quit because of me. I kept bailing him back. Then this one day, he got tickets to see the Buffalo Bills play at Rich Stadium. And he shoved those tickets in my face. Like, see, Pastor, you know where I'm going to be on Sunday morning? I'm taking my son to see the Buffalo Bills play. And he did. And they're one of the few games in Buffalo Bills. Well, I can't know what it was. Doesn't matter. But it was in the last quarter of the game. And it was a tie. And if Buffalo would cross the goal line, guess what? They won. That was it. And he was so excited about it. And the crowd is going wild. The crowd is going wild. And his son is standing there, Dad, what's that sign that's over there? What's that sign over there? Is that, hey, we're one today, we're one today. Dad, what's that sign? What's that sign? Dad said, what sign? Somebody had taken a sheet and put it over the wall. And you know what it read? John 3:16. John 3:16. His dad, what does that mean? His father said, you don't know what that means? No, I don't. He cried all the way home. But on the way home, he stopped at the parsonage to see Gadboy. He was truly. He said, Pastor, can I have a few minutes with you? I said, sure, why? Sat in my office with his son. He said, I want you to know something. I'm here to confess my sins to you in front of my son. I said, okay, what is it? He said, you know what? My son doesn't know John 3:16. I said, well, you know what? He He's not in Sunday school. Did you ever hear that? Every Sunday school teacher that I've known, they teach the kids John 3:16. How many kids are in our congregation today? All of us. You're one of the children. You better believe it. I'm going to ask you a question. If you were standing before the world and you didn't have a Bible, and they asked you, can you quote scripture? Is there any scripture that you can quote? If you tell me some scripture that you know by heart, I'll believe you're a Christian. 99.9% of all Christians would say what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know what we theologians call that? We call it the gospel in a nutshell. 66 books are in the Bible, and only one verse you need, and it's written in there for you and me. Some of you might remember me a little bit from another sermon I preached here. Do you remember how I like to rewrite scripture? Oh, I wish God would have given me one of the chances, but he didn't. I'll take this up when I see him too. Amongst many other things, I'll have to thank him for the years of marriage I've had with this woman here. That woman is a saint. She is a saint to live with me. Can I give you a sidebar about my wife? Would you mind? It'll make it a little bit longer. But my wife had breast cancer many years ago, I think. How many years ago would that be, Mommy? About 30 years ago. And as a pastor, we're supposed to comfort everybody, are we not? And I remember coming through our living room, my wife is sitting there reading her Bible, crying her eyes out, and I run right by her. And I go to my office, the office was in the parsonage. And I went down to that couch that's there, and I said, Lord, listen, you've ordained me as an ordained minister. I'm here to comfort people. Why can't I comfort my own wife? Now I said, Lord, I'm going in there, and the Holy Spirit better be upon me. I don't know what I'm going to say, but you better be there, Holy Spirit, and what comes out of my mouth better be a comfort to her. So I walked back in there, it's only 30 seconds. I knelt down by the thing and I said, Carolyn, what's the problem? She said, you don't understand. I want to understand, what's the problem? Well, when you got breast cancer, you start thinking about death and dying. And the Holy Spirit came upon me. I said, Carolyn, listen. If we're going to be honest with each other, you know that God has never made another woman who could live with me. There's not another human being, a woman, that could live with me. She shook her head. And I said to her, when you see this body in a casket, you're next. I got up. And I went into my office. She's been cancer-free for how many years now? Okay, enough of my wife. Let's get on to this. John's research. So John 3:16, we all know it. And remember I told you, I said, I like to personalize the scripture. I like to make it kind of like ours. I'm going to ask you to help me write my sermon today. I need help. I need a lot of help. So you're going to help me write my sermon today. Not right away, but you'll help. I want you to come up and introduce yourself to me. And I'm going to tell you something. Then you come up here
And you could take the bread, take the wine, put it in the basket, and return to your seat. But I want to tell you something. But I want you to come. Now, there's two things here. We offer the Lord's Supper to everybody. Not everybody may not want it. We offer communion. In fact, I got to tell you something about me, too. I get in myself too much. You know how I used to start my services off at St. Paul's Lutheran Church? Anybody want to be baptized? Come on up. I'll baptize you right now. Missouri Synod doesn't do that. Do you know that? They don't do that. They don't. You know what they say? They got to know what they're doing. I'm going to tell you something about church. Right now, you. Do you think you walked through that door because you wanted to? I'm not going to give you that hope. You know why you're here? Come on. The Holy Spirit. You are here because the Holy Spirit has called you to be here. No other explanation. When you're in church, because the Holy Spirit is there. There's no other explanation. I was at a Catholic, funeral one time. You know what the priest said? If you're not Roman Catholic, you can't take communion. Right. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
They're wrong. They're dead wrong. First of all, you're in church because the Holy Spirit calls you. Do you think the Holy Spirit's going to call you and not want to feed you? I had a priest tell me, he says, if you can't receive communion, cross your arms and I'll bless you. I said, what blessing can you give me that's worth more than that? I don't need a new car, I don't need a new home, I don't need a new what? I need Jesus, and you don't want to give him to me? I don't care what you're going to bless me, I need Jesus. Let's get on with the service. So I want you guys to come up. Can I ask you to come up first? Please do. Come up here. Donna. I love your cross. So do I. I got the same problem. Donna, God so loves you so much that he gave his one and only son, Jesus Christ, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. So be it. Should I give communion for you and then you stay right here? I will do that. This is the body of Christ given for you, Donna. This is holy, precious blood shed for you. You're the best. Next on my list. And your name is Wilma. For God so loved you, Wilma, that he gave his one and only begotten son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have eternal life. The peace of the Lord be with you. Take communion. Come on, Jerry. You're the next contestant. Jerry. For God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but you will have eternal life. Amen. So be it. Take communion. Mom, you're the next contestant. I call her mom, I call her grandma, because I forgot her name. You know, you're special with me. Carolyn, for God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only begotten son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. I love you, Mom. God bless you. You know you do it. You put up with so much of me. You're the next contestant. And this is Marlene. I knew it, because I told you the first time I saw you, I love you because you're short. Marlene, for God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Peace always be with you, my friend. Take communion. Come on there, Steve Areno. Steve, For God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have eternal life. The peace of the Lord be with you. Take communion. Come on, Ryan, you're the next contestant.
Thank you.
Ryan. For God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only Son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have eternal life. Peace always be with you. I'll take you, Bubba. Come on. I think it's Elsie, isn't it? Dearest friend, Bubbles. For God so loves you so much that he gave his one and only Son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Peace always be with you. Sharon, you're the next contestant. Sharon, for God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only Son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Peace always be with you. Jean, you're the next contestant.
Yes.
Jean, for God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only Son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Peace be with you. Come on, Dean. I'm going to ask you, do you love me?
Of course.
You're still going to be used yet during this service, I want you to know. You understand that? Dean, for God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only Son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life.